The first reading is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 to 22. Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
Well, friends, today as we continue in our sermon series on the book of Ephesians, it's from chapter 2, verses 11 to 22. And the passage today starts off by saying, therefore. Whenever you read therefore, it's really important that you look at what goes on before so that we can understand what the writer is actually talking about. So we need to look back. Paul says therefore because he's already just gone in the last passage showing that we're made alive in Christ, that we were dead in our transgressions, that we have been made new in him, that God in his great love and rich mercy has saved us by grace, that we've been saved. Also that it's not by anything we can do, but it's a gift of God, this salvation that we have. So no one can boast. But then as we've been saved, we're set apart for good works that God has prepared for us to do. Therefore, Paul encourages the people in Ephesus to remember a few things. There's a list of six things that Paul wants them to remember. The first one is that they were formerly Gentiles, that they were people who weren't Jewish people, who weren't part of the covenant community of God. Paul wanted them to remember that they were Gentiles, that they weren't part of the circumcision. He also wanted them to remember that at that time, when they were outside, that they weren't a part of Christ, that they were excluded from citizenship, that they were foreigners of the covenant, which though you would expect them to be foreigners of the covenant because they weren't circumcised. And they didn't have the promises that come through Abraham, those wonderful promises that God gave, and that as a consequence, they were without hope and they were without God. There's some interesting things to remember. Why it's good to remember where you were is it helps you to appreciate where you are now. The Apostle Paul wanted them, in view of what God had done, to keep in mind where they were. So to remember that they were Gentiles, they were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship, that they were foreigners, they were without hope and without God in the world. or as those who were Gentiles remember that they were outside, the Ephesians letter lets a different position be known, where it says, but now. But now, rather than being outside, now they are in Christ. The very one who has conquered death, the very one who was raised, now we are raised alive with him. We are in Christ. What a change from being out to being in, and not just in, but in with the King of the universe. What a glorious thing that is said of those who were once outside the covenant community. What more could they want? The division that was between them and the Jewish people or the covenant people is now gone. Anyone who is in Christ has access to God the Father. What a glorious, glorious thing. In fact, now we're told that those who were far away had now been brought near. What a beautiful image that is. For he himself is our peace. And the thing that divided the two groups, and we're told here that it's the law that divided the two groups, it has been dealt with by Jesus, that he is the one who on the cross has removed the dividing barrier. The law was very much like a fence that in a sense kept Gentile people out. See, they didn't want to keep the laws of Jewish people, so by that not wanting to keep some of those laws, it actually kept this divide between the people. And thanks be to God that in Christ, in his work on the cross, that dividing line that separated humanity of the Jewish laws, that they were by Jesus, that divide was taken away. In verse 17, we read that as Jesus came, he brought peace to those
far away
and peace to those who are near, both to Gentile people and Jewish people. And I know that those of us who are in Christ now, in the Church of Southeast Bendigo and beyond, being in Christ, God's peace has been brought to us through Jesus Christ, that our descendants, we were far off and now we are close to God. I love in verse 18 that it says, for through him we have access, both have access to the Father by the one Spirit. That here we see that there is no barrier. Not only is there no barrier, but both Jewish people and Gentile are now one, and we all have access to the Father, that we all have access to home, that we are no longer outside, but we are in. And that's symbolized even more in the final part of our passage today, where it says that we're all being built up on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, and Jesus is the chief cornerstone, that we in Christ are being joined together to become a holy temple in the Lord. That not only is the fence gone, but we're being made one and built up into a glorious temple, so to speak, for God. Now, there's some sort of unity. And I pray that each of us in the church will know the oneness of being in Christ, that we will certainly live out the peace that God has won for us as we live in this world with one another and with those who are outside, that we will know the grace, that we'll remember how far God has brought us, and that we'll continue to rejoice in the fact that his Holy Spirit is within our lives and within the temple, which is the church. I'm going to finish now going back to verse 19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of his household. May that buoy you today to know that you are part of God's household and that you are citizens of the kingdom of God, that you are heirs and you will not be kept out because we are in Christ.